KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, and currently we have 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, which have already popped up in our listening area. A high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Radar shows some moderate to heavy shower activity stretching from around the Hancock area northwest and down to the southeast east of Oakland around the Griswold area, Carson, Macedonia, and further off to the south around Red Oak, and those are slowly creeping their way up to the north-northeast. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol says two people were injured in a single vehicle crash Sunday afternoon on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County just east of Walnut. Officials say the driver of a 2007 Toyota Camry, 34-year-old Osam Adam Muhammad Juma of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and his passenger, 23-year-old Ali Kamis of Fort Morgan, Colorado, who are not wearing their seatbelts, were transported by Walnut Rescue to the Cass County Hospital. The pair was injured when the car they were in went out of control around 4:17 p.m. as it was westbound on Interstate 80 and crossed the median before crossing the eastbound lanes at about the 47-mile marker. The car overturned onto its top and came to rest in the south ditch. That accident had remained under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by deputies of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, Walnut Fire and Rescue, and personnel from the Iowa Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division. Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating two hit-and-run incidents that took place Sunday morning in Villisca. Authorities say a blue 2008 Nissan Versa, owned by a man from Des Moines, and a silver 2006 Chrysler PT Cruiser, owned by a man from Shenandoah, were both struck sometime between midnight and 3 a.m. Sunday. All those vehicles were parked in the 100 block of East 6th Street in Villisca. The vehicle that's suspected of hitting him was described as white in color, and that's the only information we know. If you have any details as to the identity of the vehicle that may have struck the parked vehicle or the driver of that vehicle, contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on a fifth-degree theft charge Sunday night. 47-year-old Robbie Dale Lucard of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. in the 300 block of First Avenue. Lucard was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Red Oak police report two men were arrested early Saturday morning at around 1:20 a.m. Officers took into custody 24-year-old Nathan Allen Aldrich of Red Oak and 30-year-old Jesse Ray Nelson of Red Oak for disorderly conduct. Both men were arrested in the 300 block of East Joy Street and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where they were held on $300 cash bond each. A retired Catholic priest in western Iowa has been charged with five counts of invasion of property over an alleged incident at the high school track meet in April. The Des Moines Register reports the Diocese of Des Moines announced that the Reverend Paul Monahan had been suspended on July the 8th after the diocese learned of the investigation. Monahan was charged by the Iowa Attorney General's office, which has not yet released details of the April incident. The paper says Monahan was ordained in 1960 and retired in 2004. Afterward, he served as the senior chaplain at St. Albert Schools in Council Bluffs. Authorities say a man was killed and a woman wounded in a shooting inside of a vehicle at a restaurant parking lot in Sioux City. Sioux City police say officers were sent to the Chili's restaurant just north of the Missouri River at around 6 p.m. Sunday. The man's body was found inside the SUV. The wounded woman they found was taken to Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. No names have been released. Police Sergeant Brian Clausen said the woman is not suspected of shooting the man, but he declined to say whether officers suspect the man had shot the woman and then himself. In the funeral announcements, C. Norris Buckingham, age 90, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Norris Buckingham will be today at 10 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove United Church of Christ in rural Carson. Les Hills Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Carson has the arrangements. Carol J. Miller, age 86, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Carol Miller will be held today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Beverly Pote, age 83, of Bridgewater, died Friday at Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Beverly Pote will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Creed Wilson, age 2, of Atlantic, the son of Chelsea and Kyle Wilson, died at home Friday, August 26th. Funeral services for Creed Wilson will be on Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home of Vicina has arrangements. Fred Bloom, age 88, of Manila, died Sunday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Fred Bloom will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Joanne Corcoran, age 84, of Greenfield, died Saturday at her daughter's home in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Joanne Corcoran will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Phyllis Roth Larson, age 87, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Phyllis Larson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mervyn Earl Larimore, age 87, of Oakland, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Mervyn Larimore will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Roger Dunn, age 72, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life visitation for Roger Dunn will be held with the family greeting friends on Sunday from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marianne Plagman, age 86, of Casey, died Sunday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Services for Marianne Plagman are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.